We've had a go for auto sequence start. The SRB hydraulic power units have started. T-minus 21 seconds, and the solid rocket booster engine gimbal now underway. T-minus 15 seconds. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff. Liftoff, and it has cleared the tower.
Insurgent Radio Network calling. Insurgent Radio Network calling. This is Insurgent Radio Network calling.
The station with the happy difference.
And this is Tom Metzger, Terrible Tommy, in the heartland and in the bunker. Ready for another big shoe here today, right here on our stage. Yeah.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
P.O. Box 401, Warsaw, Indiana, 46581 is the address. Address your mail to either Box Holder or Tom Metzger or the Insurgent, and we'll get it, no matter which one you use. Yeah.
Now, all of this stupid bullshit that children have been so crippled by has grown out of something called the self-esteem movement. The self-esteem movement began in 1970, and I'm happy to say it has been a complete failure. Because studies have repeatedly shown that having high self-esteem does not improve grades, does not improve career achievement, it does not even lower the use of alcohol, and most certainly does not reduce the incidence of violence of any sort. Because as it turns out, extremely aggressive, violent people think very highly of themselves. Imagine that. Sociopaths have high self-esteem. Who would have thunk, huh? I love when this kind of thing happens. I love when these politically correct ideas crash and burn and wind up in the shit house. Here's another one that bit the dust. This practice of playing Mozart during pregnancy so the fetus can hear it. It was supposed to increase intelligence. Didn't work. All it did was sell a lot of CDs and piss off a whole lot of fetuses. It's all bullshit, folks. It's all bullshit and it's bad for you.
Well, there he is, the Pope of the Bunker. The Pope of the Bunker, George Carlin. I don't care what you think of him. I think he's great. I wish we had more people talking like that. Yeah, I'm sitting here in the bunker thinking about the show. The show's about to begin. But don't forget now, if you're going to get some of our weapons of mass destruction out of our yard here, you all reconditioned and painted up to whatever color you want. We sold two tanks out of here the other day, painted them pink for some gals up in Chicago to run off the niggers. I mean the black people. I mean the African Americans. I mean, well, you know what I mean. But you're going to have to get your stuff pretty quick because it's starting to cool off a little bit here. Before long, it's going to be wintertime, and we're all closed up for the winter. The boys aren't going to work out there in the snow on these tanks and these Jeeps and all that kind of stuff. So you got to get your 18-wheelers down here before the snow flies. And we'll load them up and with something really great for the spring offensive. How about that? So, but just remember, get down here before the snow flies, because after that, we're all inside drinking beer and having fun with the dancing girls and singing karaoke and all that until springtime comes. Well, did you watch the debate? I always force myself. I have to force myself to watch at least part of this total bullshit. That was a Mickey Mouse debate last night between the vice presidents. And that faggot acting Clintonistas, he's something else. If I'd have been Pence, if Pence had had a pair of balls, which I know he doesn't have, he'd have reached over and grabbed that guy by his scrawny neck and beat his head on the lectern and said, "Now what's your next question?" If you watched it, he didn't go by any terms of normal debate. He was interrupting old Pence every time he tried to open his mouth. Well, it don't mean much anyhow. Everybody's phonier than a $3 bill. I see that our Governor Pence, he's busy setting up the welcoming committee for hundreds and hundreds of Islamics into the state of Indiana. Yeah! We've already got those Somalians. Hell, they got, I think, 500 or 1,000 up there in this town of Fort Wayne, only 50 miles from me. And, of course, they're committing all kinds of crimes and murders, but that don't make any difference. We got to save these niggers from themselves. And so, anyhow, that's what Governor Pence is doing while he's out of the state. He's okay in bringing all these Islamics from Syria and all over the place into Indiana. Isn't that going to be wonderful? We're just going to enjoy the hell out of that. But 90% of this stuff, or maybe 80%, comes from religion, wonderful Christianity, and love thy neighbor and give thy neighbor everything that's yours and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah, these Christians are suicidal, the white ones especially. I don't think the black ones are suicidal, because I think they could kill you and pray to Jesus at the same time. But these whites are so cowardly and backward, and only a few of them will fight. And so I might as well forget trying to wake these people up, because they've been brain dead for a long time. Wherever this modern-day Christianity goes, there's crap in its wake. Yeah. Let them take over the country. Let them come on in. They're just wanting to better their lives. Yeah, better their lives by taking your job and your house. What's amazing to me is that people will stand right there and say, "Oh, you can come in and take my place. Yeah, you can come in and eventually take my house. You can come in and take my job because we love you. You're our neighbor." You're, as a Christian say, love thy neighbor spook or as you love yourself. Strange people. In fact, it's borderline insanity as far as I'm concerned. I think begin to think the Islamics have more brains than the Western so-called white Aryans. That's what I think, man. Well, I had a question come in yesterday by mail from one of our supporters. And I've mentioned Carl Strait as a bodyguard and a security man that was involved in several riots beside Tom Metzger. Tom Metzger wouldn't go any place without Carl Strait. Well, I did, but I didn't feel... I felt a little naked when I didn't have him around because he's one hell of a street fighter. You see, a lot of people don't know it, and the right wing will never tell them, because I'm sorry, but most of the right wing don't want to talk about Tom Metzger. They don't like Tom Metzger, because I take him to the woodshed all the time. Yeah. Anyhow, when I was recruiting for the Klan in California, I recruited mostly National Socialists who were either under Rockwell or under Tomasi or someone like that, and put them in my organization or what association, anyhow. So almost all of my best men were veterans of the street brawls with the National Socialist White People's Party. Yeah. And Carl was one of those. He stood about 6'2", and he was a hard-drinking, hard-gambling, hard-fighting son of a gun, I'm telling you. And a hard... He laughed like hell. He had a great sense of humor. And whenever we went out to and we thought we were going to run into the JDL. Carl was always right there. He says, I just likes to kill our... I just likes to beat the shit out of those JDL Jews. And he did. He did on several occasions. But he was totally trustworthy and a friend and a soldier right to the end. Now, what happened to Carl was, Carl had a drinking problem, like a lot of people do in the right wing and the left wing and the middle wing. And he could, most of the time he could handle it. When he was with me, he was sober. And when he was gambling, he was sober. He was a hell of a gambler, one of the biggest card parlors in L.A., and he made quite a bit of money doing that. But his health started going bad, and he knew it. He was getting sicker all the time. And finally, he just disappeared. That sounds strange, but people who live alone and live in an apartment or a room can disappear pretty easily, and nobody knows where they're at, you know, lone wolf. And so Carl just sort of disappeared from the scene, and he didn't hear any more from him at all. And so that's the way it goes. Different people fight for a period of time in the struggle, and then personal problems can overcome them, and they just disappear. I've had several people like that over the years. Hard fighting people, but they would go so long, and then they'd seem to burn out, and they'd be gone. Anyhow, that's the story of Carl Strait. Like I said, I've seen him wear the brown shirt from his time in the National Socialist White People's Party. And he was quite proud of that. Yeah, so he was one of the best men I ever had. I wish I had 100 more like him. I'll tell you one little thing that you'll find amusing. When Morris Dees filed a suit against myself in this Portland, Oregon case, well, Carl was with me all along in that trial. He sat right there in the courtroom, and he was just eyeballing Dees, licking his chops. He wanted to go across the room and just kick the shit out of Morris Dees, and I kept, no, not here, Carl. I've got enough trouble. But anyhow, one of the first meetings Dees and I had was to take a deposition, getting ready for the case. And we met, I think it was at a church. I think it was around here, if I'm not mistaken, someplace in Indiana. I may be wrong about that. But we pulled up a little earlier than Morris Dees did. And Morris Dees had his, I guess, one or two guys with him, and he pulled into the parking lot. And Carl got out of the car and just stood there by the car staring at him. And Dees would not go into the building until Carl would agree to go back in the car and stay in the car, at least until Dees got inside where he thought he was safe. Dees was fearful, deathly afraid of Carl Strait. And if Carl had ever got a hold of Dees, that would have been the end of Dees. I was holding him back all the time, but maybe I shouldn't have. Well, 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 we caught him again. We caught him again. The Homeland Insecurity Agency, responsible for enforcing the nation's immigration laws, ha ha, is honoring a renowned open borders activist dedicated to defending illegal aliens in the U.S. with a prestigious award known as Outstanding American by Choice. It's bestowed annually by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to recognize the significant contributions and achievements of mestizos. This year's winner is being crowned today at a ceremony in Los Angeles, California. So you better get on your Harley Davidsons and get on out there where she runs a billion-dollar charity largely dedicated to assisting mestizo lawbreakers, invaders. This is how they turn, take all your money, call it a fancy name, and turn it against you. And if you're so stupid to allow it to happen, or if you're so stupid to vote for people that allow it to happen, then what can I say? Her name is Antonio Hernandez. Yeah, that makes up about half the phone book in L.A. A civil rights attorney, civil wrongs attorney, who spent two decades litigating on behalf of illegal invading mestizo Mexicans across the borders of the United States. The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, MALDEF. Oh, what fools we mortals be, especially the white fools. The powerful Open Borders group that specializes in discrimination lawsuits on behalf of illegal aliens, promoted as a Latino advocacy group, MALDEF also pushes for free college tuition. Why not? And now they're going to, what are they going to do today? Jerry Brown out in California is going to give them welfare or something to illegal aliens? Why not? Let's run this goddamn thing into the ground real quick and get it over with. Promoted as a Latino, I hate that word because people never used it before, but all of a sudden it's Latino because they're embarrassed to say mestizo. Even Hispanic has come into disfavor, but Latino. Let's call them mestizo because most of them are mixed race people. Also pushes for free college tuition for wetback immigrants and lowering educational standards to accommodate new migrants. Oh, whoopee. Happy days. Oh, man, happy days. The group, let me see here. I need to see here. Let's try this. I'm a little slow on the draw today. There we go. Hallelujah. God bless the mestizos. Stupid white man, stupid white woman, the baby Jesus loves you. Well, that's enough of that shit. Okay. The group's leadership says it's racist to make English the country's official national language and inhumane to protect the southern border with a fence. Yeah, you dirty bastard white people. Hernandez was president and general counsel of MALDEF before becoming president of the CEO at a like-minded nonprofit with deep pockets called the California Community Foundation. And you think I'm crazy for calling for rebellion? I'm late calling for rebellion. The charity ranks among the nation's top 100 foundations by size and giving, with an endowment exceeding $1 billion to these little brown people, of the leaders, the CEOs of these outfits. It doesn't filter down to the common mestizo. No, that's not going to happen. Among its focuses is immigration integration. Well, there they cover it with both things there, you know. Hernandez is the oldest of seven mestizos born to Mexican immigrants, according to a magazine profile that says before she could drive, Hernandez walked the picket lines in support of California's farm workers. During 20 years at MALDEF, Hernandez successfully defeated a California measure passed by the voters that would have denied health and education benefits to illegal Mexicans and other South Americans or whatever. Worked to create voting districts that equitably represented mestizos and litigated on behalf of limited English proficient students in the nation's public schools that cost a fortune for the white people. You're going to pay, though. You're going to pay. The baby Jesus wants that, you know. A California congresswoman who honored Hernandez with a public service award years ago described her as a tenacious defender of illegal aliens and a devoted advocate on behalf of fair and just immigration reform. You see, this stuff doesn't, they can't get this stuff done themselves. It's white people and white rich that give this money to them. So before you think about hanging illegal aliens and Mexicans, you better think of hanging white, wealthy, ruling class bastards. Under Hernandez's leadership, the California Community Foundation has dedicated large amounts of resources to assist illegal Mexicans and so forth. Of course, we got them coming in here from everywhere now, Asia and Middle East. Especially in the last 2 years, in 2014, Hernandez led an effort to form an emergency relief fund to help the influx of illegal alien minors, kids, mostly from Central America. Yeah, those people down there, they have all the fun sex, and then they have a kid and they send them up here. That the Obama administration allowed to enter the U.S. through Mexico. Oh, another rat. And he happens to be not black, but brown. They're all, most of them, these people we're having problems with, they're all brown, including the president. The government, which is a treasonous government, not our government, we haven't had a white government in a long time. The government calls them unaccompanied alien children, UAC, and many have ties to gang members in the U.S. Oh, they wouldn't do that. Specifically, MS-13. In fact, early this year, Judicial Watch reported that the execution-style murder of a Massachusetts man was committed by two Central American teenagers that came to the U.S. just to better their life. As UACs under the president's open border free-for-all, many of the UACs have also brought in dangerous diseases, including swine flu, Dengue fever, Ebola virus, and tuberculosis. Nevertheless, Hernandez said this was about the UACs with her nonprofit scrambling to help them. They are our children, even if they have leprosy. Years ago, I was found myself in an immigration office in San Diego about something. I was researching something. And I was talking to a federal employee, and I was asking him what's going on here with these illegal aliens. He pointed through the window into another office, and he said, "That's the problem." I said, "What?" He said, "They just came into the country, and the wife and the husband both have leprosy. I mean, they're letting them in." The award that Hernandez is accepting today is supposed to go to a candidate that demonstrates, quote, their commitment to this country and to the common civic values that unite us all as Americans. I'm not united to these fuckers. Are you united to these fuckers? I'm the most disunited guy in the country. According to a USCIS announcement, the agent purports to consider candidates' civic participation, professional achievements, and responsible citizenship. Now, this is mostly white people, and a spattering now of Negroes are too stupid to realize they're going to get screwed, too. they'll always end up on the bottom. Yeah. The government's goal is to recognize individuals who choose to become American citizens and have made significant contributions to both their community and the United States. What about the white race? Oh, no, don't say that. You get fired. Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, another Mexican, shamefully ousted as a Clinton federal prosecutor after orchestrating the pardon of a big-time drug dealer, will give Hernandez the award at today's ceremony. A Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announcement of the event describes Hernandez as a civil wrongs attorney who has demonstrated her commitment of social justice and civic engagement for over four decades. So white people have bent over, spread their you-know-what, and said, put it there, boys, more and more. We love it. We love it because we love the baby Jesus. What fools they are. And hopefully it all comes down pretty fast because you can't go on too much longer. That's why if I was voting, I'd vote for Mrs. Clinton because she's going to really fuck it up faster than almost as fast as the Republican white traitors, sons of bitches. I hope they get in a wreck on the way home from work today. I hope if they're down there in Florida and around the coast, they get swept out to sea, man. How about this? Obama, the chimp, targets Judicial Watch. Political operatives within the Obama administration wrongly punished conservative legal group Judicial Watch, stripping it of media status and trying to force it to pay higher fees for its open records requests. The General Service Administration Inspector General said in a letter released Thursday, the GSA botched several high-profile open records requests, delaying them for months while the political appointees got involved, Inspector General Carol F. Ocha said. The findings were released while the administration was facing charges of slow-walking open records requests for Hillary the bitch Clinton, her emails, as well as other requests. In the case of Judicial Watch, the order to strip it of media status came from the White House operatives with long ties to Democrat causes, and even from the White House, man. White House, they're pissed off at those few people that are really looking after things. Yeah. Now, I read you this stuff, not because these groups are going to solve anything. It's not going to be solved. It's going to get worse. We might as well get Hillary in there, the bitch, and let her do her bad deeds and bring it down. Because I don't trust Trump any more than anybody else. So let's go ahead and get her in there and let this thing totally break apart. And then raise that flag of rebellion. Yeah, baby. Well, you might find this excerpted from a book or an article that's been making rounds. It don't say exactly where it came from. But this guy writes this, I became a rapist to refine my technique and modus operandi. I started out by practicing on black girls in the ghetto, in the black ghetto where dark and vicious deeds appear not as aberrations or deviations from the norm, but as part of the sufficiency of the evil of a day. And when I considered myself smooth enough, I crossed the tracks and sought out white prey. I did this consciously and deliberately and willfully and methodically, though looking back I see it was in a frantic, wild, and completely abandoned frame of mind. Rape was an insurrectionary act. It delighted me that I was defying and trampling upon the white man's laws, upon his system of values, and that I was defiling his women. And at this point, I believe, was the most satisfying to me because I was very resentful over the historical fact of how many white men has used the black woman. I felt that I was getting revenge from the sight of an act of rape. Consternation spread outwardly in a concentric circles. I wanted to send waves of consternation throughout the white race. Recently, I came upon a quotation from one Leroy Jones Palms, taken from his book, The Dead Lecture. I can hardly read this. A cult of death need of the simple striking arm under the street lamp, the cutters from under their rented earth, came up black data nihilism. Well, anyhow, that's it. This guy took a picture of it and set it on the web, so I don't get the whole thing. You get the gist of it. Well, here's that last paragraph that I was able to get a little bigger print. A cult of death need of the simple striking arm under the street lamp, the cutters from under their rented earth, come up black dada nihilism, rape the white girls, rape their fathers, cut the mother's throat. And that's one of our honorable American black citizens. So we should not cry when they die. I don't think I ever did. So this begs the question, what's the difference between the bitch and Mr. Jesus-loving Pence? In an apparent break from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, GOP vice presidential hopeful Mike Pence said late Tuesday that the United States, quote, should be prepared to use military force, unquote, against the forces loyal to President Bashar Assad of Syria to save the battleground city of Aleppo. Well, Aleppo's already destroyed. You can't save Aleppo anyhow. But this shows you behind the scenes, or not even behind the scenes, how closely these Republicans and Democrats really operate. They've destroyed all the leadership of the major countries in the Middle East, while Israel, the Jesus-loving Israel, of course, they hate Jesus. They sit there and laugh up their sleeve. Yeah. And the United States do their handiwork. Pence's comments came as President Obama weighed his options for ending the slaughter in Aleppo's rebel-held eastern zones, which have come under relentless fire from Russian-backed government forces. Quote, if Russia chooses to be involved and continue, I should say, to be involved in this barbaric attack on civilians in Aleppo, which is a base for ISIS, the United States of America should be prepared to use military force to strike military targets of the Assad regime to prevent them from this humanitarian crisis that is taking place in Aleppo. Well, it's a humanitarian crisis all over the Middle East, not just Aleppo. But what do you expect Assad to do? These people are in a rebellion, and they're crazy Islamists. And even though Aleppo's been destroyed, they're still there holding on to this thing. What's your answer? Oh, we'll go knock off Assad. Pence said during the vice presidential debate in Farmville, Virginia. These guys don't know shit about world politics, but yet they're telling us all about it. And they always make it worse. They always make it worse. These remarks seem to put the GOP vice presidential contender at odds with Trump and on the bitch's side, who has repeatedly talked of knocking the hell out of fighters of the so-called Islamic State in Syria, also known as ISIS, but has not supported a military action against Assad's forces. No, he's the president of the goddamn country, you idiot. Good, bad, or indifferent. We have bigger problems than Assad. Well, you didn't before. 5 years ago, did you have problems with Assad? No, you didn't. Till the bitch started knocking off all the leaders over there. Trump said in a May interview on MSNBC Morning Joe, The host, Joe Scarborough, another candy ass asshole, pressed him, asking, Assad is a horrible person, but he stays there. Our job is getting rid of ISIS. Is that where you are? Quote, that's where I am, Trump replied. If we're going after Assad and ISIS, and they're fighting each other, people are going to say, what the hell are we doing? Well, what the hell have we ever done? Stupid action in the Middle East. In the spin room after the debate, Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook was quick to point out the daylight between the Trump and Pence positions. Well, the pot called the pan black. Quote, it's troubling that they don't seem to be acting as a unit, he said. Well, you guys got no place to criticize. You and the bitch and the Obama, the monkey, he's caused all the trouble over in the Middle East. Quote, Mike Pence either didn't defend Trump or we heard entirely new positions, which leads me to wonder if Mike Pence thinks Donald Trump has the wrong opinions. Jeb Hensarling, Republican of Texas, also in the spin room, said he didn't notice a policy of departure on Syria or Russia. Not that I know of, but I'm a Financial Services Committee guy. So maybe you need to talk to the Foreign Affairs Committee guy. And Sarling told Yahoo News, it didn't sound new to me. Shit. And Sarling also said almost any policy on Syria would be better than Obama's. There you go with partisan politics again. But who cares about that? We got former Marine on life support. And two football Raiders fans arrested after a Ravens game day clash. We don't want to go to the Middle East. We want to kill each other right here, man. Don't worry about Aleppo. Soon everybody's going to be dead in the town. They're out of food. They're out of everything. And they're bombing their hospitals. So nobody really gives a shit that's in the government. Nobody gives a shit that's in the military. But we got to get rid of the president of Syria. Oh, jeez. Don't say a pox on their house. I'll say an ISIS on their house. That's what they deserve. The people that formulate this bullshit deserve ISIS on their house. Well, Pence wanting to must consider strikes on Assad's forces, he's playing right into the hands of Israel. Israel is applauding him. And he's in Israel's back pocket because he's a crazy-ass, white, crazy-ass, white Christian. That's why. And any time they can kiss the ass of the Jews in Israel, they're going to do it. Because he thinks he's going to end up in heaven, sitting at the right hand of the man. Well, here's something I dug up from the Kosher Press. I love it when everybody fights each other, especially when they're not my friends. Over the summer, a writer for the alt-right website Breitbart News, which I've told you before, swear they love black people and they want to do everything they can to stamp out racism. So I'm not interested in supporting them, even though some of the things they say, of course, are true. Even a clock's right twice a day. Called Hillary Clinton a communist. Well, I don't believe that Hillary would make a good communist. She likes money too much. Of course, there are communists who liked a lot of money, too. But what's striking about the accusation is certainly not its source, nor its target, and definitely not its content. What's striking is that the article appeared side by side with a web advertisement for Stephen Bannon's film Clinton Cash, unquote. The juxtaposition pairs two extraordinary contradictory views of Clinton, that she hates money and she loves it. The article claims she has a communist wish to destroy the legal basis for private capital. And then while the biggest banks in the country are giving her hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. While mere screen inches away, the ad insinuates that she cozies up to moneyed interests and threats the government office, treats the government office like her personal yard sale or piggy bank. The pairing makes little sense, and yet somehow it's hauntingly familiar. They're going to get to anti-Semitism here pretty soon. Bannon, who was executive chairman of Breitbart News and is now Donald Trump's campaign chief, and let me tell you something, all you guys that go gaga over Breitbart, he's all wrapped up in the Hollywood crap before he got into this. And he worked for the big bank there in New York, the same one that gave Hillary Clinton a lot of money. So, is he a conservative? Bullshit. Well, not the kind of conservative that I knew when I was a kid. Would surely blame the inconsistency on Clinton herself. If lies are her métier, crooked Hillary could easily be a communist one moment and a capitalist when convenient. Well, that's possible, I guess. To illustrate her alleged moral bankruptcy, her enemies often point out her marriage, Bill Clinton's predatory sexual acts. Another Breitbart writer suggests have found a willing co-conspirator in his wife. Well, I don't think sexually predator acts have much to do whether you're a capitalist or a communist. I think they all do it. they all bad boys. Elaborately secretive and manipulative, corrupt and greedy, has communist sympathies. A native of the high finance cabal, venal trader, and Asian and foreign money's interest, sexual deviant. We've seen this particular portrait before, and there's a familiar ring to crooked Hillary, too, isn't there? There's really only one other name besides Hillary to which the epithet crooked has been affixed so regularly. It's the name not of an individual, but of a people. That, namely, is the Jew. The stereotype, if it fits you, wear it, Jaime. The stereotype of the crooked Jew has trailed the Jewish people from the Christian Gospels to Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, to Shakespeare's Shylock, to Fagin and Oliver Twist, and beyond. In the Nazi editorials of Der Stürmer, the crooked Jew is a corrupt banker or a communist preying on innocent working people in order to enrich himself and advance his own alien agenda. Well, as I recall, there was a hell of a lot of non-Jews put in the concentration camps that were working for big money, too. So, if you can be, since the prevalent character of Clinton resembles so closely this anti-Semitic character of the Jews, it's perhaps no surprise Trump has substituted Hillary for Jew in the old epithet. Oh, you're telling me that Trump doesn't have a lot of Jewish friends and his daughter's not married to a Jew and he got a new Jew granddaughter? They are in bed with the Jews. Trump didn't create the character, neither the Jews nor of Clinton. But he uses such ethnic stereotypes to rile susceptible voters with fear and hate. Well, even Jews use that kind of stuff against other Jews. Don't you know that? There's a hell of a lot of anti-Semitic Jews. Yeah, don't ask me how that works, but it does. When Trump tweets an image of Clinton next to cash and a Jewish star and tags her the most corrupt candidate ever, he's deploying anti-Semitic, or maybe it's anti-Semantic, stereotypes, just as he is when he says crooked Jew. No, crooked Hillary, I'm seeing. Wink, wink, crooked Jew. It's another way of calling her unchristian and un-American, just as he's called Barack Obama a foreign-born Muslim. Well, unchristian, un-American, well, Christianity was created by and for the Jews. No matter how, they've had some ups and downs, some inside fights. But Christianity is Jewish, and it always has been. No, you don't have to be a Muslim to suffer from the anti-Muslim stereotype. Well, it's not a stereotype. They're crazy. And you don't have to be a Jewish to suffer from the anti-Semitic one. The idea of Judas, after all, never had much of anything to do with real Jews. Well, I agree with you there. He didn't betray Jesus because Jesus never existed. That's what's funny about the Jews being blamed for killing Christ. The big rabbis, they know it's fake, but they're afraid to come out with all their evidence that Jesus never existed because the Christians would immediately want to put him in hellfire. When Trump says crooked Hillary, he's invoking the paranoia that there's a wolf in the fold. Well, there sure is. And an unchristian stranger, a powerful foreign element in the people's midst. He's invoking the ancient fear of Judas, the crooked Jew. That's all myth, too. There's plenty of crooked Jews down through history. You didn't have to invent all this bullshit. Conservatives have, in fact, been hurling the Judas trope at liberals in general for a long time. Well, the Jew Orthodox and the Jew Reform and all of them fight each other. They hate each other. The Zionists hate the non-Zionists and so forth. So they hate each other as much or more than the unwashed population out here does. In the 1990s, for example, Newt Gingrich circulated memos urging Republican congressional candidates to call Democrats traitors at every opportunity. Well, both sides were traitors, so that solves that. As avatars of Democratic power, the Clintons are just the most famous bogeyman. Well, that's the way you do it. You always call your enemy the bad guy. But the suspicion directed at the Clintons has also been self-perpetuating and self-amplifying. Suspicions breed questions. Questions yield a police sketch. The sketch breeds more suspicion. And criminal acts really breed suspicion. The grueling petty history of the Clinton scandals begins and ends with trivial investigation. Trivial? He was impeached. It uncovered nothing of substance. Nothing of substance. There's tons of substance to the Clinton crime family. Where is this guy coming from? Sorry, but Whitewater is no Watergate. Well, it was bad and it was crooked. That's all you need to know. No matter how hard some conservatives wish it. Well, conservatism is not conservatism anymore. They don't conserve anything white. They're against everything white. White's guilty of everything. Kiss the ass of the niggers, kiss the ass of the Mexicans, kiss the ass of the Jews, kiss everybody's ass in the world but hard-working white people. The Clintons' biggest indiscretions have come from malicious crusaders like Ken Starr launching their witch hunts, not before. Well, for him to take on that prosecution of Clinton back in those days, was pretty brave of him. I don't think his career has gone too well after that. Bill Clinton was impeached not for Whitewater, nor for his extramarital affair, but rather for covering up the latter under a fire hose of hostile questions aimed at his personal life in a way never before aimed at any sitting president. Oh, yes, there was. There's been plenty of presidents been called everything but a white man over the years. They've been look at the Teapot Dome scandal way back there. There's been a million of them. History books won't be kind to Starr, literally. Well, that's because the Jews are going to go after him until he dies. Literally digging through the Clintons' dirty laundry. Well, sometimes you get find out a lot going through the dirty laundry. And these people have very dirty shorts, man. I'd hate to do the laundry for the bitch. Coughgate is only the latest and best example of the witch hunt and subsequent Clinton cover-up of nothing. It really is legal to get pneumonia these days, even in Kentucky. But it is strange to be caught on camera with your head going around like something from a horror movie. I mean, that was not normal. That was not natural. She screwed up some way. She'll probably drop dead a year after she's elected. Who knows? The reason that Clinton particularly goads the Judas Hunter is that she's not only a powerful liberal, whatever liberal means anymore. These people are not liberals any more than the conservatives are not conservatives. But also a powerful liberal woman, which makes her ultimate interloper in the eyes of the holy paranoiacs. Now this guy, I think, is a Jew that wrote this. Before she became first female president candidate for a major party, she was first lady with a graduate degree, let alone one from Yale Law School. Well, hell, she was telling Bill what to do most. She was president before. She was more president than Bill. Don't kid yourself. Just like Eleanor Roosevelt and some of those broads. Woodrow Roosevelt's wife, who ended up filling out his presidential term after he was had a stroke. You know, this is not unusual. Before her, it was a big deal that Pat Nixon decided to wear pants. Clinton power, intelligence, ability, and stamina ought to be celebrated. Oh, yeah, party. I party all the time. Hey, honey, bring me a beer. The irony about the label Crooked Hillary is that she has not just greatness in her. Greatness in her? She's got a lot of bullshit in her, that's for sure. But also goodness. Oh, she's a good woman. I'm about ready to pass out. People who see the election solely as a referendum on Trump are missing something. Yeah. Sure, our friendly neighborhood Putin puppet is the real Judas. Well, just because he said a couple of nice things about Putin when the whole State Department, everybody is trying to get a war going between the United States and Russia. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Sure, we'll all be relieved when we stuff him back in his clown car full of ex-wives and self-tanner. But after November, if anybody votes, it's not really about him. Well, he'll go back to his tower, and he'll have a few billion dollars, and he'll spend it the way he wants. And you, little Jew writer, you're going to go back to your little drafty apartment. Which is not saying one thing or another. Sometimes I think a drafty apartment would be better than the towers. After Clinton wins, it's about a genuine American hero. Oh, she has withstood the damning glare of the spotlight because of an ambitious, yes, but not an ambition for grubbing loose change from the whitewater sofa cushions like the fabled crooked Jew. Now we're back on the Jews in the situation. Dare to consider a simpler, less paranoid, less bigoted, less sexist explanation. Clinton has an ambition to lead in order to serve her country. Serve her country, your ass. In order to make a positive impact on other people and tell them what to do and take their money. Just like Colin Powell, who taught her how to email. Colin Powell was a rat, too. He lied his ass off. Lied his black ass off about Iraq. They murdered Saddam Hussein. They murdered him. Just like they have murdered all these leaders of these countries. And they got away with it. All the idiots out there are cheering it on. Oh, that's wonderful. They killed him. Didn't even give him a trial. And if he hadn't been in charge of Iraq, there wouldn't have been any Iraq. Now there isn't any Iraq, really. Except for one distinction. There's a genuine maternal caring and protectiveness in Clinton that's evident in her personal relationship, in her public work. This kike has been drinking too much of that juice stuff. Far from something to fear, Mama President is something America could really use for a change. Yeah, this guy's name is Austin Ratner. He's written two novels, and this article's a novel, too. Oh, man. It's all a bucket of eels, boys and girls. It's a bucket of eels. Don't let it bother you. Someday it's all coming down, baby. Sooner than better. You see how Jews go after each other. A Jewish questioner was arrested after asking Middle East expert Dennis Ross a pointed question about what he called Israeli and U.S. state-sponsored terrorism, unquote, at a lecture at a Kansas City library. Jeremy Roth Kushel was charged with trespassing and resisting arrest after he challenged Ross to explain why the U.S. continues to support Israel at the inaugural Truman and Israel lecture established by the Truman Library Institute and the Jewish Community Foundation of Greater Kansas City, Missouri, May the 9th. Whoa, man. See, they fight each other. Quote, when are we going to stand up and be ethical Jews and Americans? Roth Kushel asked. Private security guards employed by the Jewish Community Foundation bundled Roth Kushel out of the hall. They also arrested Steve Wolfolk, director of public programming for the library, after he tried to intervene. He suffered a torn knee ligament. Police defended the arrest and said the security officers were enforcing a rule against follow-up questions. I love democracy. I love democracy. It is so wonderful. Anyhow, that's a sample of a lot of Jews that go off the rails and go against the big shot Jews. So don't, when the right wing tells you that they don't fight among themselves, tell them you're full of shit. They even murder each other. Well, boys and girls, this ends the show for today, and I know you're thrilled to death, man. This is the greatest thing you ever heard, and you're going to tell all your friends, and they're going to send lots of money. Oh, no? Well, they never did. Okay. 14:05, I'll be back tomorrow, which is Wotan's Day, David Lane's favorite day. Incidentally, Dave Lane was murdered by ostensibly mostly white prison system. White guards, white wardens in many cases, and so forth and so on. So don't forget that when it comes time for retribution. Prisons are a place that need a lot of retribution someday. Yeah. We need a few Atticas. A few Atticas. Remember Attica? Well, if you don't, look it up.